Drink responsibly, do not drink and drive, and if you are under 21, this isn't your podcast.
Who wears the pants in our relationship?
Me.
Me.
No.
We wear different pants.
No, I wear the pants.
No, you don't wear the pants.
You wear a pair of, like, jorts. You know I wear the pants.
You do not wear the pants.
Yes, I do.
You don't actually
Yeah, I do.
Welcome to Wine Island, your destination drinking podcast. Since today's podcast is about getting to know each other, every time we ask each other a question, take a sip.
Hello.
Hey there.
Levels, levels, test, test.
Hello, hello, hello.
We are back with episode 3 of the Wine Island. How does it feel to be back?
It feels good.
So, today we got a special episode for everyone watching this.
Our friends are engaging. They're interested and they want to hear us talk about...
They want to hear us talk about just us.
Okay, so a little bit of backstory. My friends at work this week, we've been taking some fun little like relationship quizzes. So I've already taken this quiz, so I already know my answers. It's called the 5 love languages, and the 5 languages are words of affirmation, receiving gifts, physical touch, quality time, and acts of service.
You just said it in order of your scores, didn't you?
No, I purposely mixed it up. So
shall we begin?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're beginning this now. First question, is it more meaningful to me when I receive a loving note, text, email for no special reason from my loved one, or my partner and I hug? I'd say hug.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm a hugger.
We love to hug.
Okay, it's more meaningful to me when my partner gives me a little gift as a token of our love for each other, or I get to spend uninterrupted leisure time with my partner.
Easy.
I like how you're just like easy.
I know you so well.
I know, but you might be surprised, which is what this is about.
I feel like I could do like a good job of answering these for you.
That defeats the entire purpose. Moving on. All right. It's more meaningful when my partner gives me a gift or when I hear I love you from my partner.
Aww. You want to hear I love you.
I want to hear I love you, but we say it quite a lot. Gifts come around less frequently than I love you.
He wants gifts.
I don't want a gift.
He wants gifts.
But if it's like, do you want a gift or do you want me to say I love you? It's like, I've heard you tell me you love me 10 times. Yeah, I'll take. I want a good gift.
How far along are you? Does it tell you like 40% of the...
13%.
Oh my God. You have a lot more to go.
All right, so we're going to start going really quick.
Go quick.
All right. It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I touch. When I touch. It's more meaningful to me when I sit close to my partner versus when I'm complimented by my loved one for no other reason. I'm going to pick that one. I love like a
compliment for no other reason. He's finished. I finished my quiz. So, do you want me to start with the winner or do you want me to start from low high?
Maybe I can try to guess what your lowest
okay,
one is.
Okay, you guess what my low is.
All right, so I'm going to guess your least, you know, love language is going to be acts of service or receiving gifts.
Receiving gifts is my least.
Okay. Yeah, receiving gifts that should have been like, my first choice. I mean, a gift's nice, but it's not like, it doesn't show love, in my opinion. Like,
No.
It can. I guess if you're someone that has that as their top score, it does.
No offense.
I'll stand correct on that one.
Hey, if you are in a relationship with someone that gives really great gifts, well then.
Maybe we just don't give good gifts.
Maybe.
So your next one, I believe, is acts of service.
No.
No. Okay, what's your next one? Go.
My next one is words of affirmation.
I'm starting to feel like...
Because
I keep saying like acts of service, you don't care for acts of service, and then you're like, no, that's probably gonna end up being your highest one.
Might be up there.
It's so funny.
So my third.
So I'm not gonna guess anymore.
So physical touch and quality time, they were tied.
So acts of service is your
acts
top one.
Acts of service are my... I mean...
What?
But think about it. Like,
I get it.
I do a lot.
You do.
I'm like... I take on a lot.
You do.
So, they mean a lot. Just a lot of love. Anything to make, like, my life even just, like, a little bit easier, like... Those are things that speak to me.
I mean, it totally makes sense. It's just, I just figured that wouldn't be your top. I thought it would be like in the middle. I thought for you, like, physical touch would be a big one.
Really?
Yeah. You always want to hug. I always want to.
I know.
Those are very, like, forward emotions, I feel like you feel.
I'm going to guess for you that quality time will be your top
one. All right, so we'll get through this a little quicker. So what do you think is my least one?
Active service.
No. Physical touch.
What?
Apparently is my least one. Yeah.
That's surprising.
But I feel like a lot of the questions this asked are like, do you like holding hands? Do you like just touching each other?
You're right.
If it has to deal with like body heat, I'm probably not into it.
Can I just guess what your top is?
Yeah.
I think quality time.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
It's quality time.
I can pinpoint what your like wants are. So.
What does that mean?
I just think that, you know, I think it's good that we've talked about this and now you know that like,
I need you to step up your game. We're going to take you to church with service.
You just put the cap on the olives you bought.
You have had half this jar of olives. We're not even going to look at an actual serving size.
It's best not to.
But yeah, I mean, I realized active services were always important to you. I just never realized that they were the most important thing to you. Which is good to know. I'll step up. I'll help more. And you know what? I'm going to start getting you less gifts.
Okay. I think this is a perfect segue into like our next game, which is kind of like...
We're going to call it the 4 years into your relationship game.
The 4 years into your relationship game. I love that. Okay. So I looked through like a bunch of sites and I picked questions that I thought were like fun.
Here we go.
Here we go. Where was our first picture together?
Our first picture was at the pier. It was at like by like some boardwalk, some waterway in Jersey, I believe.
Yeah. And then you actually posted it and I was like, wow. They showed all my friends. I was like, look at this guy that I went out with. He like posted this picture of us like on a date together.
Yeah.
He must really like me.
Yeah, well, she was, I didn't think it was a slick move at the time. I'm just like, get in here.
It's a pretty slick move.
It was, we still have that picture. We have that picture and it's framed in our apartment.
We love that picture.
It's probably one of the best pictures we've taken together.
I know. It's just like, it's one of the most meaningful.
It all went downhill after that.
Now I'm like, I hate every picture.
Yeah. I purposely like crack some of the frames just so it looks a little more distorted.
All right. So what is my least favorite food?
Your least favorite food.
You gotta pick one. Just, you know, don't think too hard, but.
You want me to get this right. You're like,
Of course I do.
You know this.
There is like.
Well, there's a lot of things you don't like.
I know, but what's my least favorite? What do I really hate? I don't even like to touch it. Ooh, the laughs coming
out.
I think
she hates so much food.
There's a difference.
There's no one that like, there's so much you hate.
And don't say like creamy sauce because that's not a food.
I just think there's too much and you're...
So my least favorite food is a tomato. I hate tomatoes. I won't even touch them.
But you don't eat like tomato. Like, I get it. You eat ketchup.
I just said, what's my least favorite food?
So you're telling me you'd have octopus before you had a tomato?
I mean, I know that I hate tomatoes. I don't know that I hate octopus. Okay, what is your first... What was your first impression of me? you want me to answer first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, my first impression was you were late. You were late to our date, but then once you were there, of course, you were a trooper. Like, I was like, get up here.
In my defense, I had gone to a location that I thought was the actual location.
He didn't know.
I looked across the street. I'm like, damn it, it's over there. I wasn't going to ghost you. Do you think I was going to ghost you?
No, but I was just like, in. So, I think we need to move on to the last question, which is, who wears the pants in our relationship?
Look, I'll be the first to say you're a very strong woman. I'm not saying you don't have pants on.
No,
but you got like leather tights, you know?
No, that's a perfect example of what you wear. You wear the tights
Pants. No, I got like cargo pants on.
No.
I'm here.
No.
Woo! This is episode 3. Yeah. Anything else you got?
Signing off. Love you.
Cheers.
Cheers, bitch.
No, mother. No, we're not gonna. We're gonna end this classy. Cheers.
Cheers.
To episode 3. I don't think we. No, I think we did curse. I was gonna say I didn't think we cussed at all.
We didn't cuss that much this episode.
We didn't cuss that much.
That was like a progression.
We're doing good.
Cheers.
I think that's an improvement. Cheers. Till next time, guys.
Till next time on Wine Island, your destination drinking podcast.